In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is December the 2nd, Friday, as I said. Good to have you along, everybody. Another week, another turn in what is soon to be the Donald J. Trump economy. The November jobs report that we got this morning noted we added 178,000 new ones last month. The unemployment rate dropped to 4.6%, which is where we start our digest of the past 5 days. Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post is with us. Also, Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, I'm right, right? I mean, forget it, setting aside for a minute that Mr. Trump doesn't believe the jobs numbers. He might soon, right? This is a good economy he's inheriting.
Oh, absolutely. These are fabulous tailwinds on which to sail into the White House. the unemployment rate is low. Wage growth has been pretty strong. Employers are saying that they can't find enough talent. These are exactly the conditions that you want when you are entering the Oval Office and that are almost polar opposite to those that Obama inherited 8 years ago.
Right. No, exactly. One wonders then, Sudeep, what Mr. Trump will do. I mean, you could argue that with an economy growing at 3.2%, as it was in the most recent quarter, and with jobs at 4.6%, we don't need, minus the fact that our bridges are falling down, we don't economically need a huge infrastructure bill.
If you're a president taking office in a change moment like Trump is taking office right now, you don't want these numbers because they're really hard to improve. It's hard to improve a 4.6% unemployment rate. It's hard to improve when you have structural problems in the economy to improve 2 or 3% growth, given what we're dealing with labor force participation and other issues. So that is a president would generally want to inherit what Barack Obama inherited because it's much easier to improve something like that.
Right.
And Trump's challenge will be to deal with the very hard, difficult structural issues that have been building up for decades. And those cannot really be changed easily under a presidential term.
Unless, Catherine Rampell, you pick up the phone and you call the CEO of Carrier and say, hey, listen, you got to stay in this country. Can we talk for a minute about what appears to be the new American industrial policy?
Sure. I'm not sure that this is an industrial policy that scales particularly well, given that there are a lot of other firms that are leaving the U.S. for lower wage rate pastures. And I don't think that the president can bully all of them into staying. And I mean, bully isn't really the right word. Bribe all of them into staying, because right. That's essentially what happened with Carrier. And if you're a halfway competent CEO right now, what you should be doing is threatening to leave, because, you know, even if you don't even plan to, because you can shake down the president for some sweet, sweet tax incentives. Beyond that, it's not clear that even if we did pay off all of these firms and you know, expend lots of money to try to get them to stay, it's not clear that it would actually help that many U.S. workers, given that automation is also taking their jobs. So the firms might stay here, but if the workers are being replaced by robots, that doesn't exactly preserve their jobs.
So, Sudeep, what do we do with this then? I mean, if his stated policy, he literally said yesterday, Donald Trump did, I'm going to call you. You're going to get a phone call and we're going to tax you at the border and there will be consequences and all of this stuff.
What we've heard for a year and a half is that Trump is a fundamentally different politician and Trump will be a fundamentally different policymaker. This is a new game that we're dealing with. It is reality show economics. It is a very different approach to managing the economy. It will be dramatic. It will be unpredictable. Whether it can scale is a big question. Whether it can be done not on a scale of 800 jobs, but 800,000 jobs is the big question here. Mm-hmm. We all know that there's no overarching economic policy framework that was built around this issue other than trying to use some combination of carrots and sticks. But you can't do that in a country of 300 million people, 800 jobs at a time. It doesn't do that. It doesn't work that way. And we all know that if President Barack Obama or a hypothetical President Hillary Clinton tried to do what Donald Trump just did, the wrath of the conservative movement would have come down on them. So this Trump is, we're 3 weeks into this. He's getting a pass on a lot of this stuff. We need to see what he actually does when he takes office.
Come January the 20th, Catherine, and quickly here, does he do those things he said he would do, pulling out of NAFTA and rearranging trade agreements? I mean, it looks like he's serious about what he was saying.
It certainly looks likely that he will pursue a different trade policy. A lot of the other economic policies that he has proposed, I'm somewhat more skeptical about. I think he'll go for a big tax cut, amongst other things. But a lot of the other policies that he's talked about, or at least the outcomes of those policies, including 4% growth, for example,
right,
I think will be very challenging for him to execute.
Which his Treasury Secretary-designate Steve Mnuchin was talking about just the other day. All right, Catherine Rempel at The Washington Post, Sudeep Reddy at The Wall Street Journal. On a Jobs Day Friday. Thanks, you too.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.